If you're feeling good, say yeah.
We like to make your Monday as good as possible with motivating stories. I'd like to kick it off with a story about a man that used his coffee to rescue a kitten. How did he do this? Well, check this out. A guy in Canada was driving around on a back road. He was checking some of his wells, I guess, on property that he owned, when he saw three little kittens that were abandoned in the road.
Aww.
Look at these little guys.
It's all right. Okay.
You're frozen to the ice. You've been here all night. Oh, man. There you go. You're good. You're good. Okay, come on. It's all right. It's okay. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, so he ran to his truck, he grabbed his coffee in his thermos, and he slowly poured it onto the cat's tails because they were frozen into the ice and water. And guess what? Hot coffee, it worked. He was able to take the three kittens home. They were rescued. They were able to rest, recover, and get some worm shots, I guess he gave them to make sure they're healthy. They now, by the way, have an update, a forever home with the family that lost their cat last year. So it sucks some idiot would abandon an animal like that instead of turning it into a shelter. But guess what? It found a good home.
Aww. I love to hear that.
All right. What about you, Mackenzie? What's your Monday motivation?
Okay. So you guys know I love relationship expert Matthew Hussey.
Yeah.
And I like to watch his videos just because he's so inspiring. So if you have been holding on to something you know you should have let go by now, this is for you.
If there's something that has haunted me for a long time, if there's something I've held on to, if there's something I've allowed to become suffering when it need have only been pain. The pain's inevitable, right? You heard that quote, pain is inevitable, suffering is a choice. Pain is inevitable, suffering is a choice. If there's something that's been done to me in the past, if there's something I've been through that I know I've allowed to haunt me, I've allowed to create suffering for me, I've allowed someone to reside in my mind for far too long. And I should have let that thing, I should have let that person go a long time ago. Not because it was nothing, not because I necessarily even have to forgive that person, but because they're living in here rent-free.
If you need a sign, this is your sign. It's time to let go. I just love that. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. You don't have to hold on to that any longer. Let go.
Good stuff. Live the Web Girl, what is your Monday motivation?
So mine is about a couple who realized that they were in debt, major debt, $114,000. Or $114,151. So they decided that they wanted to pay it off. They wanted to pay it off quick, and they decided that the wife's birthday was a perfect time to do it, her 30th birthday. So they said in 2 years they were going to pay it off. So they made a real budget. So they did restaurant expenses, entertainment expenses. They even made an expense for the dog. And so they put a realistic budget. But not only did they just start saving a ton of money, they put themselves to work. So they both had a 9-to-5 job. The wife was a counselor and the husband worked for an IT company.
Okay.
And after that, they also did dog sitting. So the wife has a very flexible job. So when she would get home from work and stuff from her counseling job, she would do dog sitting. They would also rent their car out for like people to use because they lived in this city. They also worked at a gym and got free gym memberships. So they weren't paying for that and also working there on weekends. Anyways, after 23 months, they were able to pay off their $114,000 debt.
That's incredible.
Talk about a weight lifted.
Yes. Now live debt-free. They have a car that they don't owe any money on. And not only that, but they're living the life. Now they're planning trips to Greece, Morocco, and Brazil.
It's amazing what you can do when you don't owe other people money. You get to keep your own money. You can do a lot with it. Hey, that is your Monday motivation. Text JAM to 52140, and you'll get a link so you can check out that blog. Coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News, the death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and others on that helicopter. We'll talk about that. There's a new bill, and I like this, in Vermont, where you can add something really cool to your license plate. And, of course, Super Bowl's this week. We got to talk about that and everything else that you need to know. It's coming up on Joe and Mackenzie.